All right, new topic, Joel, before we go. The left-leaning podcast Midas Touch has just done the unthinkable, dethroned Joe Rogan to become the country's most popular podcast. Do you see this as a sign of a bigger political shift? Because even these three guys specifically, they are not your touchy-feely progressives. They're like three bros from Long Island.
Yeah. I think that this does signal, one, Democrats and let's just call it the non-conservative ecosystem catching up to where the kind of Rogan right has been.
And they're not policy guys. They're anti-Trump guys. And they crank it out all day, every day.
And I do think the fact that this is organic, this is not a part of the ecosystem that was just built up, you know, with heavy investment from millionaires and billionaires. These are folks who've been grinding and working. And my suspicion is they probably were going to get to this point anyway. But it does, I think, signal where groups and where organizations and where candidates on the Democratic side are going to focus a lot of their effort going forward. You've got to dominate this space. That's where conversation is. That's where a lot of people get their news, is on YouTube, online. You have to be present there. And you have to have messengers that are fearless and that know how to talk to these folks comfortably and in messy conversations that are often complicated.
People often say that Democrats don't know how to hit. These guys are hitters.
Yeah. And look, Democrats should have the confidence to go anywhere and make a case. We've got a fragmented media ecosystem. So it's good to see a little more political diversity in that. Democrats are going to have to play offense and stop just preaching to their choir. Right. The essence of evangelism is winning converts. So you got to get out there with the confidence to make a case and not simply play to your base.